Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A certified mentor with New Jersey's Southeast Chapter of Score, here's your host, Michael Pappas.
Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas. Business owners must take several steps to prepare for 2023. Many businesses have enjoyed the return to normalcy as the COVID-19 pandemic continues to wane. However, this progress shouldn't give a false impression that the future is smooth sailing. On the contrary, looking at what is predicted for 2023 business trends indicates that some of the biggest challenges may still be ahead. Rather than panicking, business owners should have already started developing their strategy for this year. To surpass your competitors, you need to stay abreast of the changing small business trends. Your competitors are constantly striving to discover new tactics for positioning their companies in the market. Knowing what's trending in the new year can be very helpful in building strategies that will take your company towards success. In researching, here are some of the top trends for 2023 that I found. E-commerce growth persists post-pandemic. The pandemic completely changed the way consumers shop. E-commerce was already on the rise before COVID hit, but the pandemic helped the e-commerce space take off at an astronomical rate. In fact, Spotify reported that e-commerce experienced 10 years worth of growth in just 3 months during the pandemic. Although the growth of e-commerce has slowed post-pandemic, it's still growing modestly, and businesses continue to adjust their marketing and sales strategies to maximize its impact on the bottom line. In 2021, global e-commerce sales totaled $5.2 trillion, and that number is expected to grow 56% over the next 4 years, reaching $8.1 trillion by 2026. E-commerce was responsible for nearly 14% of all retail sales in 2019, but by 2023, e-commerce is expected to account for more than 22% of all retail sales. Some specific retail categories like electronics, home improvement, and home furnishings have been able to maintain post-pandemic growth. The furniture industry, for example, is expecting to bring in more than $149 million in e-commerce revenue in 2022 and grow to $208 million by 2025. That's approximately 12% of total e-commerce sales in the United States. There are currently more than 4 million e-commerce companies in North America, and companies are launching new e-commerce opportunities every day. Take Disney, for example. The company announced in early 2021 that it would focus on e-commerce and close 60 of its brick-and-mortar stores in North America. In late 2022, they announced plans to expand the Disney Plus platform to include in-app commerce options. Users can scan a QR code on the detail pages of their favorite shows and movies that will take them to a specific Shop Disney site where they can purchase merchandise that's available only to Disney Plus subscribers. Your Super is an e-commerce superfood supplement company. Michael Kuich and Crystal DeGroote founded Your Super in 2015 after Michael was diagnosed with cancer. During the pandemic and into 2022, the company saw tremendous growth. They launched a partnership with Target and were acquired by The Healing Company. They've sold more than 5 million products, earning them a ranking of 25th in the 2021 Inc.'s Fastest Growing Companies list. 5G vastly improves data collection and AI capabilities. The development of the 5G mobile network has the potential to radically change business operations. In simple terms, 5G can deliver higher data speeds, greater reliability, and sub-10 microsecond latency. As of August 2022, China and the United States were leading the race for the 5G rollout. In China, 5G is available in 356 cities. It's available in 296 cities in the United States. The 5G market is expected to grow at a compound annual growth rate of 65.8% through 2030 to reach a valuation of $797.8 billion. This technology is crucial for businesses that are eager to offer new services and track insights in order to stay ahead of the competition. For example, the development of the 5G mobile network is driving enhanced data collection and analysis for businesses. Overall, this means businesses will have more data from more diverse sources at faster speeds. They can then put that intelligence to work in real time. These are the data speeds businesses need in order to utilize artificial intelligence, AI, and automation, A few possibilities include intelligent data analysis, remote control medical, remote control of traffic lights, and virtual reality monitoring of machinery. BMW is already testing the capabilities of 5G technology at their factory in Leipzig, Germany. They're combining 5G and AI in order to locate machines, cars, tools, and parts within the factory in real time. They have the accuracy down to within 1 centimeter. In early 2021, T-Mobile deployed its first 5G network in a hospital at the Miami Veterans Affairs Healthcare System. The network has peak speeds of 1 gigabyte per second. This enables healthcare providers to access data-intensive patient records like x-rays and medical charts from devices anywhere in the hospital. The 5G network is also critical for medical providers who've invested in telemedicine. The high speeds of the 5G network can enable nearly real-time video and remote monitoring of patients. Businesses are also leveraging 5G connectivity via the Internet of Things, the IoT, in order to improve business operations and launch new services. IoT sensors are already in use in manufacturing production lines, supply chain tracking, autonomous vehicles, and more. IBM is in the testing phase of using IoT to monitor civil infrastructures. The Next Generation Maintenance Program brings together data from sensors, cameras, drones, and wearables to assess the safety and risk associated with roads, bridges, water mains, and other assets. IBM expects that this program can help release a $2 trillion backlog of improvements to civil infrastructure. It is also expected that the agribusiness industry will rapidly integrate the use of 5G and the IoT with daily operations in the coming years. Remote sensing and connected devices have the potential to monitor soil conditions, assess harvest readiness, and control pests. Connected devices are already monitoring livestock. A cow recognition system from Lely outfits each animal with a transponder attached around its neck. The sensor collects data regarding animal health, activity, eating, and reproduction. Although the system doesn't currently operate on mobile networks, agribusiness experts say that this is one area in which 5G networks will drive efficiency, seamless workflows, and a better quality end product in the future. Employees seek out remote and hybrid work. At the height of the pandemic, 71% of Americans who had jobs that could be done from home were working exclusively from home. In fact, the number of people working from home tripled between 2019 and 2021. A 2022 Gallup survey showed 56% of full-time U.S. employees have jobs that can be done from home. That amounts to 70 million workers. Of those workers, 50% have a hybrid work schedule, 30% work fully remotely, and 20% work fully in office. Young people with a college degree are the most likely to have access to remote and hybrid work environments. Research shows that those with a bachelor's degree or higher are 5 times more likely to work from home than those with less education. In recent months, employees who have had the opportunity to work remotely aren't quick to give in to companies who'd like to see them back in the office. A 2022 survey from the Pew Research Center reported that 78% of current remote workers want to continue remotely in the coming years. That's up 14% since 2020. More than two-thirds of remote workers say they'd start looking for a new position if their company required them to work in the office full-time. More than half say they'd rather take a pay cut than give up their workplace flexibility. Employees are continuing to see financial benefits from working remotely. Those who work from home spend about $432 on things like lunch and coffee, while those who work in the office spend an average of $863 per month. However, businesses remain leery of the ongoing work-from-home trend. Microsoft's Work Trend Index reports 85% of business leaders say it's challenging to have confidence in employee productivity in a hybrid work environment. This index shows that 73% of employees say they need a better reason to go into the office than just company expectations. And 76% of employees say they'd stay longer at a company if they could benefit from learning and development support. As this trend persists, expect to see more companies opting for monitoring technology that will ensure worker productivity. Many businesses are already utilizing screen monitoring, recording keystrokes, and implementing facial recognition programs that scan workers' faces several times a day. Since the pandemic began, the number of large corporations using this type of monitoring technology has doubled, reaching 60%. The number is expected to climb to 70% by 2024. An employee-centric work models. It may feel like yesterday, but it's been almost 3 years since the COVID-19 pandemic forced the world to rethink work culture. The lines separating work and life became blurry as work started occupying spaces designated for life, home, and family. In order to remain productive during lockdowns, people started new projects and hobbies and acquired new habits. As a result, in recent years, companies in all industries faced the Great Resignation. The Great Resignation is when employees voluntarily resigned altogether due to factors like job stagnation, lack of benefits, and inflexible policies. Consequently, it triggered the quiet quitting phenomenon, sparked by a significant decrease in employee engagement. Now, as the world navigates into the new normal and tries to redefine work culture, prognosticators see the rise of an employee-centric work model. This model is fundamentally focused on the whole employee and not just their output. It creates an environment where team members feel safe to be creative, give ideas, and even challenge processes they feel might be affecting their productivity. Some of the main benefits of employee-centric work models are productivity boosts. Happier employees are more invested in their job, which increases productivity and innovation. Talent retention and acquisition. Employee-centric workplaces are every talent's dream. That might be the solution if you're struggling to attract or retain top talent. Employee incentives. Now that we've touched on employee work-centric cultures, let's take a look at how you can take action to create such an environment in your business. Think about embracing hybrid work to add flexibility or adopting smart incentives like a 4-day work week to increase productivity, for example. Most importantly, learn what your team members value the most and find creative incentives to offer without impacting your revenue growth. Here's an example. Canadian engineering company CF Crozier and Associates offers a benefit that gives employees up to $20,000 to help with the down payment of a first home, which has become more challenging for younger generations. It's time to rethink the relationships between employees and organizations. Doing so will help you have a team of engaged and motivated individuals who are willing to grow alongside your business. After all, people want more than pizza and a pat on the back. They want to feel valued and understood for who they are. The era of collaboration. With the rise of employee-centric work models, having reliable collaboration tools has never been more critical. As a business owner, you must ensure every team member has access to the tools they need to thrive in remote and in-person environments. As technology continues to evolve in 2023, the need for tools that centralize communications, processes, and touchpoints is at an all-time high. Such platforms give team members easy access to all the information they need, from communications and files to clients' details and next steps. This, in turn, empowers team members to take more ownership of tasks and projects they're working on. Inflationary pressures. According to the Small Business Recovery Report, a June 2022 survey by New American Express, 75% of American small businesses claim to have been negatively impacted by high inflation in the last year. To face uncertain economic terms, many business owners must adopt creative business practices in order to survive. This small business trend is about finding smart and creative solutions to endure the ever-so-challenging economic climate. Here are a couple of ideas to reduce the biggest expenses for your business. Make the most out of the tools you already have. Instead of paying for different platforms that each platform's one small part of work, why not optimize the use of essential tools and resources? Reduce unnecessary spending. This is another sign that hybrid and remote work are no longer just a trend, but the norm. That's because these work models are also financially beneficial to your business. Think about it. If you have fewer people working in the office every day, that means you can relocate to a smaller space or go fully remote. This way, you can save money not only on rent, but on utilities and insurance too. Increased cybersecurity. Did you know businesses under 100 employees are up to 350% more vulnerable to cyber attacks? According to the Spear Phishing Top Threats and Trends report by Barracuda.com in March 2022, employees of small businesses are more frequently targeted by cyber criminals, whose tactics are becoming more refined and harder to detect. Small businesses are more vulnerable to cyber attack. The reason is simple. They often don't have the resources or workforce to implement sophisticated cybersecurity. The bad news is that the ransomware fees demanded by attackers are exponentially more expensive than having effective cybersecurity measures in place. To increase your security and protect your business from cyber attacks, invest in operating systems that are widely known for being fundamentally more secure. As an example, Mac OS are less likely to be subject to cyber attacks. Apple products are market leaders for multiple reasons, one of them being their cybersecurity measures. Compared to Windows, the Mac OS offers a more solid defense against attacks, even when there are no other sophisticated complementary security systems. That's why the Mac is the best choice for small businesses worldwide. More people become freelancers and entrepreneurs. The pandemic sparked a revolutionary change in where people work, but it also changed how people work and who they work for. For example, quiet quitting became a buzzword in March 2022. Quiet quitting refers to opting out of the task beyond one's assigned duties and/or becoming less psychologically invested in work. Quiet quitters continue to fulfill their primary responsibilities, but they're less willing to engage in activities known as citizenship behaviors. No more staying late, showing up early, or attending non-mandatory meetings. A Gallup poll finds that the trend is likely to endure through the coming months. At least half of U.S. employees are quiet quitting, the Gallup poll survey said. The survey also looked at the ratio of engaged employees to actively disengaged employees. It sits at 1.8 to 1, the lowest it's been in nearly a decade. What's more, many Americans are actually quitting their jobs. The Great Resignation is still ongoing, with one-fifth of employees planning to switch to new employers within the next 12 months. Other research shows that this number may be as high as 30% of employees. In 2022, more than 4 million Americans have already quit their jobs each month. Many of these people are leaving their industry and not coming back. McKinsey reports that 72% of people who quit work at a public or social sector organization did not return to the industry or did not return to the workforce at all. The same is true for 65% of those who quit working in the financial industry. The numbers show that a sizable portion of these individuals are starting small businesses of their own. In 2021, entrepreneurs filed 5.4 million new business applications. That was up from 4.3 million in 2020. That trend has continued in 2022. In the first half of the year, there were 2.5 million applications. Intuit's New Business Insights report predicted the number of new businesses in 2022 will surge to 5.6 million. According to the New York Times, entrepreneurs have been especially active in the warehouse and retail industries. Young people and Black Americans are two groups of people that have been especially interested in building their own business. Nearly 20% of 18 to 24-year-olds and 23% of Black Americans have aspirations to be entrepreneurs. Employees who want to quit their full-time work but don't want to start their own business have entered the gig economy. 16% of Americans have worked via the gig economy at least once. The gig economy platform Snagajob reports their job listings tripled from 2020 to 2021. They predict the number will have quintupled in 2022. Businesses are leveraging this trend to attract employees. One survey shows 60% of executives expect gig workers to substantially replace full-time employees at their company within the next 3 years. Then there's prioritizing sustainability. The discussion about climate change and sustainability has been an urgent topic for over a decade. Companies in all industries are now taking action to reduce their carbon footprints and have a positive environmental impact. Such actions are triggered by a shift in client behavior. Consumers are now more conscious and opting to do business with eco-friendly companies. As a small business, you too can make tweaks to habits and processes to ensure you have sustainable business practices. Here's how you can start. send digital proposals and presentations. To reduce the use of paper and the creation of waste, prioritize digital documents as much as possible. When meeting clients, instead of bringing a printed proposal or brochure, send them the presentation before the meeting or showcase it on your tablet or laptop. Embrace digital contracts. Instead of signing contracts on paper, move them to digital. Your customer can sign contracts on any device, and you always have a legally valid digital copy of the contract. Sustainable swag. If you offer swag or goodies to employees, clients, or suppliers, think of sustainable alternatives that help reduce waste. Things such as insulated bottles or travel mugs, and custom-made beeswax wrap, for example. Go green. Prioritize green incentives for the office, like solar energy, recycling, eco-friendly landscaping, and more. Some industries have inherent limitations that make it harder to go fully green. If that's your case, consider donating a portion of your revenue to environmental nonprofits and organizations. Set a goal and outline the changes you're making to achieve it. Once you start taking these steps towards a more eco-friendly business practice, let your clients know. The metaverse. You don't have to be a super tech-savvy business owner to have heard the term metaverse in 2022. Following Facebook's rebranding to Meta in late 2021, we've seen an ascension of a concept of virtual and augmented reality where people can work, socialize, and do business all in one place. The metaverse is subject to different versions and diverging ideas from industry leaders such as Meta, Microsoft, and Nvidia. A report by McKinsey & Company forecasts the metaverse's value to reach $5 trillion by 2030, with a significant impact across key sectors and businesses over the years. The main appeal of the metaverse, also known as Web 3.0, is the innovation and, of course, its futuristic proposal. Consumers are constantly looking for different and more exciting ways to create relationships with companies with whom they do business. The metaverse offers a new tool to enhance customer experience. But the benefits of the metaverse are not limited to marketing and client relationships. Companies are already leveraging the metaverse to invest in team building by creating custom virtual environments, replicas of their physical spaces, and to conduct onboarding and training with remote employees. It's a new, innovative way to keep motivation and engagement high among remote teams. So if you stay ahead of the curve and take advantage of the small business trend, embrace the metaverse. There's the immersive customer experience. Customer experience is the key factor determining a client's likelihood to close the deal, return to your website, or even recommend you to friends and family. Last year, the small business trend was to invest in personalized customer experience. But if you want to keep taking advantage of this evolving trend in 2023, it's time to take the next step and provide an immersive customer experience. Customer experience immersion means a significant enhancement in how a brand or company manages the customer's journey across multiple channels or touch points. The objective is always to be aiming to improve the relationship. Offering an immersive customer experience can include mixing traditional communication channels such as emails and websites with in-person experiences like calls, live chat, or meetings. Leveraging the growth metaverse, which I just told you about, and offering an elevated client experience in virtual environments. As a small business, put that extra effort into personalizing your client's journey. By offering immersive experiences, you are a prime candidate to take full advantage of this trend. It will help you strengthen your brand and keep clients coming back. And lastly, it's now or never. Customers today have a general longing for freedom and an overall carefree attitude. This is triggered in part by the world coming out of a pandemic, and also by the constant pressure to be vigilant when it comes to protecting your health, wealth, and environment. You might say this is the new normal, or as some call it, the now or never trend. This is sort of a counterforce for the stress of modern life and a feeling of powerlessness in the face of uncertainty. This now or never trend proposes a carefree attitude as a way to live now, pay later, and enjoy the pleasures life has to offer. What this means is that the consumers are taking back control of their narratives and living on their own terms. They are doing what they want, when they want it, before it's too late. Companies in all industries are already adapting and responding to this trend, facilitating the pleasure-seeking of their target markets. More and more businesses are adopting the buy-now, pay-later model, enabling clients to indulge in their products and services. to take advantage of this trend, remember that the now or never attitude is about the unrestrained, carefree attitude of clients. They're pursuing happiness by whatever means they can and how you can help them out in the process. Focusing on modern work models, having happy employees, offering an enhanced customer experience to happy clients. These small business trends and opportunities will dominate the market and set the tone of client behavior in the new year. However, businesses will have to keep a sharp eye on consumer sentiment regarding environmental and corporate responsibility if they want to continue to attract new customers. Companies that stay on top of key trends and innovate based on these trends are poised to come out on top. As we continue into 2023, remember to keep these trends in mind to find new, exciting business opportunities. If you would like more information about this show, or for that matter, any past Score Business Point show, you may email me at sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org. If you have a comment about this show or past shows, or would like to hear a topic discussed on Score Business Points, you may email me at the same address, sbp@wbnj.org. That's all the time I have for today. Tune in next week at the same time for more Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying so long until then.
For those who may not be familiar with SCORE, SCORE is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They've been doing this for over 50 years because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA. And thanks to a network of 11,000 plus volunteers, they're able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information on how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit southeastnj.score.org. That's southeastnj.score.org. If you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at wbnj.org. SCORE Business Points is a production of the New Jersey Southeast Chapter of SCORE and 91.9 WBNJ.